T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I don't call them whales anymore. I'm after orcas. They're killer whales. You know, the whale is gone. They're not as good anymore. The orca is what I'm after. There's no obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
That threshold. The tax threshold.
Compensation to a player is
no, not that one.
Recognition and respect. You know, he's a lifer. What he's done in this city over the last 13 years is irreplaceable, and so we want to do the right thing.
I can't wait. Today, 1 o'clock, The Godfather Pat Riley speaks.
Are you going to be on the Zoom call?
I'm going to be on that Zoom call. I'm going to be on the one. I'm going to be like, they're going to go, next question, Brandon Tobin. And we go,
first question is Brandon Tobin.
And we go, everybody's going to go.
Compensation no to a player is.
No, no, he's not going to say that, Robbie. Respect. He's going to be. He's
that might be the first question. Riley, what are you going to do with Bam?
I think it is going to be the first question.
And he's going to.
No, first question is going to be something like impressions of the season, you know, and all that. But once he gets down to the nitty gritty of it, that'll be the first question. Now, so that's coming up today at 1 o'clock. Pat Riley's going to talk. We got the bad guy, Chael Sonnen. He's going to join us later on this hour. We got UFC 254 tomorrow. ESPN Plus pay-per-view afternoon, 2 p.m. Looking forward to that. We are going to give you a chance in just a couple minutes here, Leroy, to win a Nest Audio from Google. Is going to give you a chance. You listen to the team. But people could use that today because our signal's not working. So you guys could say, hey, Google, play 790 The Ticket. And
no,
that would actually help.
That's not how you say it. You say, hey, Google, play Peacock Pirate.
What is that? What does it say?
That's it. You know your noise. Don't forget to do the feathers.
You know your noise. And listen to the Fantasy Football Reports weekdays here on The Ticket, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Who's hot? Who's not? We'll tell you. Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Robbie, why don't you hit us with the ID, and then I'll give away this this speaker here.
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game.
Bam! Oh! A-ba-bam-bam-bam! Right-hand windmill slam.
WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
And we'll get to the sports desk in just a second. But right now, 7i Ticket is giving you a chance to win a Nest Audio from Google. Text the keyword reality to 20357. Reality, R-E-A-L-I-T-Y. Reality. Text that to 20357 for your chance to win. Get the latest sports news from The Ticket with a little help from Google. Just say, hey, Google, play 790 The Ticket for your chance to win. Your chance to win is now. Text reality, R-E-A-L-I-T-Y, to 20357, reality. And you can text that and have a chance to win. Message data rates may apply to win yourself a Nest Audio from Google. Robbie?
Oh, yeah, we do go to the headlines desk, brought to you by Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for your home tailgate, brewed with the fighting spirit. And, we got Khabib taking on Justin Gaethje tomorrow.
Smish his face. Smish. Choke him out. Beef. Bulgur Kings is something like this. I don't want to talk about this bleep.
He begged me, please, don't kill me.
He's so menacing. And you know what the funny thing is? You just look at Khabib and you're like, this guy doesn't have like the most intimidating body. He's not like the biggest dude. He's kind of got like, I feel like he has tiny hands. And he is just so scary, Leroy, because he gets people twisted up like a pretzel and just bashes them right in the face.
Again, until he starts fighting.
He begged me, please don't kill me.
He begged me, please don't kill me.
First fight with his father, passing away. His father died during the pandemic of coronavirus. Jeez. That's going to be something.
It's an afternoon card.
Yep, afternoon 2 p.m. start. They're going to go local over there. They already did the weigh-ins, and they made it with the towel.
Towel. Whoa.
Yeah, he was towel, so he was sans pants, but he made weight 155 on the nose. Justin Gaethje as well. So the title fight is on for tomorrow afternoon. Very exciting. Very exciting sports day tomorrow.
Yep. Can't hold us down. And it starts early.
Early.
Starts
I'm excited.
Noon.
Brunch and fists.
No, that's not brunch.
Noon? Yeah. Noon's brunch. Noon's still in the brunch area.
No, it's not. Brunch is brunch like 10:30, 11.
Nah, it's like 11 to 1 is brunch time.
That seems like a question for the Wilsons to answer.
Because brunch is only...
When is lunch?
Lunch, first of all... Brunch is only on the weekends, all right? Brunch can't be on the weekdays. Brunch is only Saturday, Sunday. And brunch on the weekends can go from 11, I think, to 1. Lunch is a strictly weekday thing. You go through the weekend. Now, you still can get lunch on the weekends. It's just a little bit more cash. But brunch, you get a little mimosas.
Don't ever say that again.
What? A little more cash. What?
Right, Kardashian.
You go to brunch, you get some mimosas, a little bit of some scones, some fruit salad.
No. I always thought brunch was just a way to eat eggs later in the day.
Nope. You've been lied to.
Why?
Cuz brunch you could have the whole setup, but it also could you gussy it up a little bit.
So you think brunch is just fancy?
Yeah.
No. I thought brunch was just a late breakfast that you ate during lunchtime.
Nah, dude, that's just having breakfast for lunch. You've been missing.
That's what.
So you think? So you...
The whole name. Oh my goodness.
No.
Robbie, you even laughed, so you know he's an idiot.
What?
Brunch, breakfast, and lunch.
Yeah, fuse. It's not breakfast for lunch.
But the only thing that's included in breakfast that you wouldn't eat. Anytime is eggs.
No, but it's not.
Name another breakfast food you only eat.
Hold on. If you go to Denny's for lunch, to go into Denny's and getting eggs, you get all day breakfast. They call it all day breakfast. They don't call it brunch. They call it all day breakfast. Boxed in.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Go to a Denny's menu right now. They call it all day breakfast. They don't call it brunch.
Restaurants don't count.
Dude, brunch is different. Brunch Look, gets
here. For example, if you go to what's the name of it? Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
Right. They open up earlier on the weekend so they can serve brunch.
Right.
And they don't normally serve eggs or anything like that during the week.
Because
but
it's
you
a
can
specialty
get it on
item.
The weekend.
Right.
But they have it later.
Because
there's some places that are only open for breakfast and close at lunch.
Cheesecake Factory is faux foo-foo. So you're gonna have some parsley on your plate.
No,
they're gonna gussy, they'll put some salmon on there. Like they're gonna fight. You can't just get straight up, hey, can I get like the scramble? No, you're gonna get like it's gonna have like some design to it.
Really?
Yeah.
You clearly need to come down to the city a little more often.
Dude, you don't know.
Nothing says I'm redneck like Cheesecake Factory's gonna dazzle it up a little bit.
They are. It's faux foo foo.
Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah, it's like it's not real foo foo, but like it kind of it's faux foo foo. Like it makes you feel fancy without being fancy.
You're talking about Cheesecake Factory like it's Prime 112.
But to a lot of people it is though. Like if you have like to me
to the rednecks they live by you.
It's a great place. You don't love Cheesecake Factory?
Big portions.
What's not to love?
All they have is one dish.
Oh, you're crazy. You got the
bang bang chicken and shrimp, baby.
You got the chicken Romano. You got the chicken marsala. It's so delicious. Orange chicken. You know, then you got the fancy pizzas.
I'm not a fancy pizza guy. I don't want to see like a head of lettuce on the pizza. You know, you put the big old spinach on there and the tomato. Get out of here. Kick rocks.
Mimosas and Bloody Marys. That's what it is.
Okay, but that's not why it's brunch. It's brunch because of the food, dude.
Texter writes in, Leroy, take it from an upper class white guy. Brunch is not eggs for lunch. It's an experience.
An experience.
Should we get Amber on this? Like, should Amber be our arbiter of brunch because she's a Wilson? Like, nobody's had more brunch in their life than Amber Wilson, right?
Somebody say, I don't get fancy for brunch. I just get after it. Well, hey, let me tell you, I've eaten meals with Tobin. He also just gets after it.
Yes, sir.
And guess what? A buffet doesn't stand a chance.
Mm-mm. And a buffet is not brunch.
No.
It has a rollover on it. Another texter writes in, Leroy is right. Brunch is breakfast for a later hour. Tobin is talking about the Amber Wilson fancy lunch. No, dude, you're wrong. Breakfast at a later hour is just all day breakfast. Amber Wilson fancy lunch is brunch.
No.
You're off on this. You're off.
We need to ask her.
Robbie, see if you can get us highfalutin Amber Wilson on this, and we could get a ruling on brunch, because she would be the ultimate arbiter on what officially is brunch.
Somebody said, my Cheesecake Factory meal is the teriyaki chicken. They give you like 5 pounds of chicken on top of like 3 pounds of rice.
the portions are ridiculous. Hey, would you like that? Would you like that a lunch portion? It's like, yeah, I would actually. Otherwise, it looks like you guys killed a Chanticleer. What is this? What did you go?
Wait, nobody eats Chanticleers, dude.
What did you go slaughter to give me this giant portion of chicken?
Hey, nobody eats Chanticleers.
I think they do at Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, especially the ones in Coastal Carolina. They definitely eat that.
No, that's Rooster, right?
Dang, Zeus, you are panting.
He's 60 pounds.
What's up, Zeus?
He sounds like a behemoth.
Hey, why don't you go lay down? Go ahead. Go.
He probably heard brunch and he's like, I thought there was food.
No. He can't be by himself, right? And you can't lock him in a room with Oreo because he eats everything in the room.
Do you think he's
already eating a retainer?
Who do you think has the best brunches? Do you think like the best brunches?
I'm not a brunch guy because I go golfing.
But do you think like the Arisons, like does Mickey Arison, if he invites you for brunch on the boat, is that like the big honor? Like if Tyler Herro gets invited to brunch on the boat?
I tell you what, if I'm going somewhere, there is only one reason why I'm going to brunch. Eggs Benedict. That's it. Eggs Benedict, if I'm going to go do a brunch, that's my first question to my wife. Do they have Eggs Benedict? I'm out. That's it.
Traitorous eggs.
Huh?
The traitorous eggs.
A lot of people think we're slandering brunch.
Really?
Yeah, people are mad at us. Oh, well.
We're working on getting Miss Wilson.
What else you got, Robbie? We got any other headlines?
Oh, yeah. We got four college football games tonight. That didn't interest anybody.
What do we got?
All right. You got
what's on the brunch menu for tonight?
You got a Big Ten back in action. Their first game, Illinois at Wisconsin.
Yeah. All right. Maybe that's some big ugly football.
Tulsa.
You love some guard play.
Yeah, definitely going to see some guard play. They're Wisconsin, their backup quarterback, too. The 19.5-point favorites. Lovie Smith, you could see the beard. The Santa Claus.
Well, I thought did he still have it, or did he get rid of it? I thought he got rid of it.
Oh, no, you're right. He did get rid of it. You're right.
That's disappointing. I loved Lovie Smith with the Santa beard.
Oh, he got rid of it last year.
I thought that was an off-season thing.
He's had plenty of time to quarantine and get it back. Oh, FIU's in action.
Say that to yourself. Super Bowl coach. is now coaching University of Illinois.
Yep, with a Santa beard.
FIU.
Somebody said, hey, I think you guys are off the air.
Well, we know. FIU is back in action tonight. They're 0-2 trying to get out of their slump. They're playing Jacksonville State. They're only 10-point favorites. Pause up.
Pause up, dude.
Jacksonville State.
Not in Jacksonville.
Not in Jacksonville. Yeah.
That's what we are aware of. Butch Davis doing the damn thing. Pause up, son. We got that.
So, wait. Here. He must be from your parts also. You ready? Brunch has fancy heated hand towels. Got to clean up after eating a whole Chanticleer.
Yep. Finger licking good. That's what you got, man. All right, we'll try and get a ruling on brunch. We got our snake draft coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I had a terrible week. I was 1-3 this past week. So we'll get sent to that. And, yeah, we got Chael Sonnen coming up later on this hour as well. We're back after this. Listen. We'll get to our snake draft in just a second. We got Chael Sonnen to close out today's show as well. But
we got the expert.
We had a hotly contested debate last segment. What the hell is brunch? Is it breakfast later in the day?
It's late breakfast.
Or is brunch an atmosphere? Is brunch an event? So we went to a person we would gather has had more brunch than anybody on earth. And that is Amber Wilson. Hello, Amber.
Hello. I would like to deny that I've had a ton of brunches, but I have, in fact, had a ton of brunches.
Of course.
I've had some fancy-ass brunches in my day. I grew up going to brunch every weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
At
really?
At the yacht club.
I didn't know what brunch was till I was 30.
Oh, yeah. Cheese blintzes, omelet stations, homemade Belgian waffles.
She actually has Eggs Benedict made by somebody named Benedict.
Low-key hate Eggs Benedict, though, because I don't like hollandaise sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
overrated.
Come on.
So our big debate here, though, is brunch later lunch? Like, is it having eggs
it's
later
early
in the
lunch,
day?
Late breakfast.
Or does it have to be an atmosphere? Does it have to have mimosas and fruit salad and salmon and all that type of stuff for you to consider it a brunch? Or does just having eggs later in the day qualify as brunch?
No, I think it has to be a mixture of essentially brunch and lunch and has to occur at that time after breakfast before lunch, but it can't just be you're sitting down at your own kitchen table and eating some eggs at 11 a.m. and calling it brunch.
Here, let's just call it what it is. It's a fancy ass buffet.
Not necessarily.
It's normally a breakfast buffet.
Oh, we lose her?
Restaurants around here a bunch of times. I live in downtown Lauderdale. I've done brunch at Louis Bossy's and all the usual spots around here, and those aren't buffets. They just bring you, and then they do the mimosas and the Bloody Marys and all that, the pitchers. But I don't think that's necessary because, like I said, when I was a kid, we used to do Sunday brunch every Sunday, and I was a kid. There was no alcohol involved. Now, there was a lot of Shirley Temples that would go down at brunch.
Of course.
I still only dream of going to brunch at the yacht club.
At the yacht, they're putting lobster on the eggs. That's
of course, of course.
Oh my goodness!
Of course,
it's one of the options on the omelet station.
And wait, here's the worst part about that. Us two simpletons are given our definition of it, and we're still not even close.
Nope.
Because we have not mentioned not one item that you have talked about, except the mimosas.
Would you go to Cheesecake Factory brunch, or is that beneath you?
Does Cheesecake Factory really have brunch? I think they just serve breakfast. Like, I've been to Cheesecake Factory for breakfast, because it's right by me.
But only on the weekend,
I don't feel like they serve a special menu. So the places that actually do brunch typically have a special brunch menu. And normally it extends beyond, like, your usual breakfast items.
But normally, like, the places that I've gone to that had brunch, or what they call it brunch, is normally places that don't normally have breakfast.
Well, that can be true. Yeah, like a special weekend thing that you're not normally open for breakfast. Yeah, I tend to agree with you there because you're right. There's restaurants around here I've eaten brunch out that I've never otherwise thought to eat breakfast at. I don't even think they're open for breakfast. The thing is with Cheesecake Factory is Cheesecake Factory has every item under the sun all day, every day. Like Cheesecake Factory is always serving dinner, lunch, brunch, like any food item you could ever want. So it's hard to differentiate between meals at Cheesecake
Everything
Factory.
But cheesecake. Everything. Holy smokes.
That vanilla bean cheesecake is legit.
But their cheesecakes are slipping because now they put cake in the cheesecake. It's not as much cheesecake.
I like the fancy cheesecakes, though.
During the pandemic, they were giving out free cheesecake when you would order takeout from them.
Because they're trying to get rid of it.
It was glorious. Okay. I think it's because they're trying to get business. But
do you? What do you have coming up on the show today? Anything fancy?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure Zaslow will talk about wrestling and say some zany things.
Right.
And I'll object. And then, he'll get angry at some local story. So
just keep it clean, perfect. Whatever you guys do.
Oh, well, I've been known to. Yeah, I've been known to. I got dumped the other day again.
We know.
Oh, I got to tell you, Amber, if there were wagers to be placed on who would get dumped more, I would be minus 1,700 and you would be plus 1,000. But all of a sudden, you have developed this potty mouth.
Yep.
It is all of a sudden, too. I never used to get dumped.
Wait, my favorite is you didn't even realize you did it one time.
It's got to be something to do with being home, because I don't think I've ever been dumped before we were remote.
Oh, because you were in a professional setting.
I guess.
And you had your makeup done, and you're all in being a professional. And
it's a work environment, you know? Here I'm sitting in my closet, so I'm just letting the expletives fly.
She's also probably trying to keep it clean around young Cullen, not curse around the baby. So now
I try to censor myself the same way I censor myself on the radio. So I say the word bleep a lot in my own house all the time. So that's how he's going to learn how to curse.
All right, Amber. Thank you for your ruling. Much appreciated.
All right, guys.
Alrighty.
All right. That is Amber Wilson. You can catch her and Zaslow coming up later today. Let's get to our snake draft. Yeah. I was in last place last week, Leroy. So I'll start it off. Biggest guarantee on the board this weekend.
Who's in second place?
I don't know.
To be determined.
I'm going to go with the biggest guarantee on the board, which, of course, is Bills minus 12 and a half over the Jets. So I'm going to take Buffalo this week. Robbie or Leroy, whoever goes.
Go ahead, Robbie.
All right. Ooh, this is a... I will take the Houston Texans at home against the Green Bay Packers getting 3.5 points because there's no way the Texans can keep losing. The Dolphins own their pick, so naturally they have to win some games. They almost won against Tennessee last week. Green Bay just got blown out last week by Tampa Bay. I will take the Houston Texans plus 3.5 at home.
All right, Leroy, you got two picks.
I'm going to take the Browns over the Bengals.
Okay.
And I will take the Panthers getting 7 over the Saints.
Oh.
I don't think the Saints are that good.
And by the way, the Browns are giving 3 points.
Yeah, are giving 3 points.
Back to me. It's back to me, I believe.
Yep.
No, it's back to me, isn't it?
No, snake draft.
It's back to me, right, and then you're going to get two. You're going to get two in a row.
Gotcha.
All right. This game is a question. Tampa Bay at the Raiders. They got moved out of Sunday night. They got moved to 4 o'clock. The Raiders might not have 4 offensive linemen for this game. The Bucs are 4.5-point favorites for this game. Fact that I will take Tampa Bay, lay the 4.5 points if the game gets played.
Okay, I am going to go with the Chargers minus 7.5 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars have packed it in. They aren't even believing in Minshew magic anymore. He's probably going to get benched soon. Dude stinks. He'll probably be crying one day when he's 37 years old about how some team is his team when he gets replaced by a number 5 overall pick. That's a look into your future there, Minshew. And the next game I'll take is, I'm interested in this game. This is probably one of the best games of the week, Tennessee against Pittsburgh. I'm going to be hate-watching this game because of some of the former Dolphins, but the guy I'm going to be rooting against most is Minka Fitzpatrick. That guy can go to hell. So I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans over the Pittsburgh Steelers and give up the 1 point for the Titans.
I like that bet. All right. And now it's me. San Francisco at the New England Patriots. The Patriots are 2-point favorites at home. It's a 425 game, not quite a 10 a.m. game for the West Coast team. Jimmy Garoppolo's return to New England. He's not going to be going up against Brady, but he wants to stick it to Belichick for choosing, you know, the old geezer over the young whippersnapper. I'm going to take the 49ers and the 2 points.
All right. I am going to take... the Rams over the Bears, minus six.
Wonder if they're looking ahead to Tua game.
Huh?
Wonder if they're looking ahead to next week when they have to face Tua.
And I will also take the Lions over the Falcons.
Definitely want the Rams to kick the Bears' ass this week so they do, like, they feel fat and sassy coming into the Tua game.
You don't want them coming in off a loss.
Yeah, I don't want them coming in off a loss. I don't want angry Aaron Donald. I want him in fat cat syndrome. What do you got, Robbie?
Yeah, by the way, just for the record, just for the tape, the Falcons are 2.5-point favorites over the Detroit Lions. I got one more pick left, and I am going to go. We got Kansas City Chiefs at the Denver Broncos. The Chiefs are 9.5-point favorites out in altitude in Denver. They're getting Le'Veon Bell also. I think they're going to try to force him some carries, and he might not be ready just yet. And look, Denver, they beat New England last week. I feel like Denver, at least the games, when the game is in Denver, they hang around with Kansas City. Say Kansas City wins, but not by 9.5 points. Give me Denver.
I am going to pick the new Sunday Night Football game. Cardinals getting 3.5 over Seattle. I think I can see a little showing out for Kyler Murray, so I'm going to go with Arizona over the Seahawks. You know, all that chatter this week about Antonio Brown. Feels like they're counting some chickens, if you know what I mean.
Mr. Unlimited.
So I'm going to go with the Cardinals. So
wow, you're going to take the Cardinals?
Yep, I'll take the Cardinals and the points. That's what I got. All right, that's our snake draft for this week. Big week. I need to rally this week to not. You guys gonna do Heath Bell if I lose? Like I hope that's not the case.
Gotta do Heath Bell.
Do we? Do you still have our first one, Robbie? We have Thaddeus Lewis. We had our first cameo celeb come in and roast Robbie for his terrible first month of picking football games, and we went to none other than former Duke quarterback, former Bills quarterback. Kept Ryan Tannehill and the Dolphins out of the playoffs. Thaddeus Lewis, Miami native. Here he was. Big time. It was, you know what, though, Leroy? The best money I've spent on Thaddeus Lewis. And it's so great. It's like a little pie. Boom! Your message is ready. I'm like, ooh. And he's a pro.
Send it to you?
Yeah.
Oh,
they just go.
Send it to.
Yo, Robbie the Degenerate, man. It's your boy Thad Lewis, man. And you did it again. You did it again. The worst record of the month. I mean, come on, man. The month? Like, you couldn't get 1 week? You couldn't get 1 week, bro. Like, golly, man. What are you doing? Your picking is terrible. Oh, I know why. You're a Dolphin fan. Yeah. You know, I kept them out of the playoffs, right? And I'm from Miami, too. Oh, it makes sense. It makes sense. It makes sense. They can't get it together. You can't either. The Degenerate, we're going to need you to do better, buddy. New month. Let's hope you're not the worst of the month again.
Oh, thank burn. You. Thank you, Thaddeus. He got you. He got you, Robbie.
I can't even respond that he was 0-4 as a Duke quarterback against the Hurricanes, but doesn't feel the same.
Sorry.
Not the same.
He's always got that on you, man. Yep. He's always going to be able to cinch that into you.
Because he was 0-4, but you weren't keeping him away from nothing.
Right.
Yeah. His only two career wins, both that season and both against the Dolphins.
Crazy. Those are his only two wins?
His only two wins of his NFL career as a starter.
Wow. Unbelievable. Thaddeus Lewis. How about that? That was before. Now, he wasn't part of the Duke teams that had the long walk from the locker room that troubled Randy Shannon back in the day?
I think he was. I think he was part of those teams.
Oh, it's just that the Canes, they didn't win them convincingly enough.
Oh, they had some stressful affairs from that long walk, but most of the time they ended up winning.
Overturn the result.
Oh, God.
I don't think he was on those teams. I think he was gone by then. But you think Thad Lewis is thinking to himself when he watches Daniel Jones fall on his face? He's like, I would have ran that out. I would have got that. That would have been a thing. Crazy.
Someone said Amber is brunch culture.
She is. Oh, yeah. She's definitely, like she said, she grew up around it. We knew if there was going to be anybody who needed to be a brunch correspondent, it would be Amber Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Brunch as a kid. She probably put on her fancy outfits, you know, little hat.
Oh, man.
They all dressed up like they were going to the Kentucky Derby.
Definitely.
Just to go eat brunch.
With Gene Simmons. I went to have some brunch with the Kentucky Derby and the hats.
So people that go to the Kentucky Derby, really, a lot of them, the ones with the big money, big pockets, they're really not going for the races. They're going for the ladies with the big hats.
Man, love you, Gene. All right, we'll close out the week. We'll talk a little fighting with our guy, the bad guy, American gangster Chael Sonnen. He joins us next. Very excited to talk to my next guest, the bad guy, Chael Sonnen. We got UFC 254 coming up on Saturday. A little bit of an early start, 2 p.m. down here in Miami. It is available on ESPN Plus for your purchase. Khabib Nurmagomedov, Justin Gaethje. Chael, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
I'm pumped to be here, and I appreciate you reminding everyone of the time change because I forget that myself. But, yeah, 2 o'clock start time.
Sometimes I like, you know, I love the anticipation of the whole day, but I got to say, you know, it's going to be a nice little change having it just right there in the middle of the day. It should be pretty cool. This matchup, everybody's pumped for it, Chael. Khabib's still undefeated. Justin Gaethje's been on an absolute tear. What excites you most about these two guys facing up against each other?
It's very interesting. You know, Khabib, you can call him the champion, but he is also the most dominant fighter in the sport. There's never been a fighter that has more 10-8 rounds than Khabib. And I think that might even carry over to boxing. I can tell you for sure within the world of MMA, but it's really remarkable. The thing about Gaethje can create enough speculation in your mind of what if. Well, what if Khabib can't get him down? That could mean that Khabib loses. So not only will he no longer be champion, he'll no longer be the most dominant. I just think it's a very intriguing matchup from a style standpoint.
Around the water cooler, I guess, in MMA, what is it about Khabib? Like, is there a secret sauce of that you've heard, the lore of him that makes him so much better than everybody else? Because you're a wrestler, I'm sure you've dealt with taking people down and holding them against the cage plenty of times in your career. Why is this guy so much different?
It is his pressure. It is the intangible that's very hard for, say, a casual fan or any fan to see. But when an athlete can weaponize pace, when they can just go harder than you can go, and you got to understand, a combat athlete's biggest fear is not losing. His biggest fear is exhaustion. His biggest fear is that I will get so tired that I can no longer do the most basic rule, which is protect myself at all times. And that is what Khabib does. He puts a pace and a pressure and offensive attack, more volume than anybody in the weight class. I personally am in the school of thought that Justin Gaethje can stand up to it. I don't think he can top it, but I don't think that Justin will wilt. I have never seen Justin wilt. And I've never seen Khabib win a fight where he didn't make the other person quit.
Did you call Justin's fights back at World Series of Fighting? Like, have you seen him for a long time, and did you think he could be this level of good? If so,
yes and no. I called all of his fights, and I was there, but no, I didn't see this level from him. He was always something special, and there was a special grit, and you had an all-American wrestler who very seldomly used his wrestling. I thought that would be his downfall. I thought, like a lot of great wrestlers, and all of a sudden fall in love with their right hand or their uppercut. That recipe works. We've seen it before, but it's a short window. Justin has been the opposite. He's extended his window. I think he plays a riskier game than he needs to do. I know what a great wrestler he is, but people that didn't follow his wrestling career are going to have to take it from me because he does not actually go out and use it.
How much do you buy the fact that we might only have a couple of Khabib fights left? You know, there's been a lot of talk of 30-0, and that's the walk-off number. Do you think, do you buy into that, or do you think he's still going to be around for a while?
No, I do buy into it. And a fighter's got the right to change his mind, right? And fighting and walking away from is a very hard drug to replace. There's really not quite like the adrenaline or the rush of having all of that. But Khabib does appear to be in a different spot. You know, with the loss of his father, Khabib is now – the head of the team. And I know that team is a familyhood to him, and it's very important. And I do think that he not only is going to, I think he's looking forward to transforming his role from competitor to just full-time mentor and coach. I believe him.
Just kind of hopping around a little bit into the division, what do you think Tony Ferguson goes from here? He's kind of this was the matchup everybody always wanted to see going into this was Khabib versus Tony. It seems like Dustin and Connor are paired up right now. What do you think is next for El Kakui?
Well, I spoke to Tony the other day, just a personal phone call, but that topic did come up, and it sounds as though the direction the organization is going with him is Michael Chandler. And I think that Tony was a little resistant of that at first, just thought he should have a number one title contender. But I think that Chandler is a top title contender. And I think now that realization is setting in, you're going to get El Kakui a little more excited. But if you want a prediction, I think we're going to see Tony and Chandler.
Do you agree with Dana White's assessment that Dustin and Connor should be fighting at 155 pounds instead of them maybe kicking around the idea of being at 170?
Yes, I do. I think that the 170 thing was silly. I don't think we needed to even do it the night that Connor and Cowboy came back. That was right around the holidays, and both guys said, hey, look, let's enjoy the fight and enjoy our families and not cut the weight. So that all kind of came together. But in fairness, yes, if you're fighting for a contendership of a division, you must compete at that division.
Did you? I wanted to ask you about this, Chael. So you have an infamous story that you told. It's gone viral for many years about John Jones hiding under the ring from drug testers. He finally almost got roped into admitting it on Twitter. Did you feel any vindication? What was your reaction when John Jones admitted that the story was true?
Oh, I don't know if I felt a vindication. I mean, there was just a lot of people there, right? There was just a lot of witnesses. And, you know, you can get a word out three ways. You can telephone, telegraph, or tell a fighter, because none of them can keep a secret. So his own teammates had ratted him out many years ago. But there was something humorous about it. I even thought the way that John came out and admitted it was humorous. He never owed us the truth on that, right? He was up to no good. He seemed to have got away with it. He could have taken that one to the grave. But I did get a chuckle of it. And I liked the way John did it. I thought he did it very, very, a lot of humor was involved.
Do you like that beef between him and Stylebender? Like, do you think it's more likely we'll get them in the future or John moving up to heavyweight?
Yeah, well, you bring up a good point, because Stylebender and John Jones is the fight to make without question. However, once John leaves, once he officially leaves 205 and does go to heavyweight, he's going to put on some mass. It's what he's focused on right now. He's drinking the protein and doing the big heavy lifts, but he's trying to put weight on. To ask him to then peel that weight off plus and come back to 205 just isn't going to happen. So if they're going to fight, they need to fight now. That is the biggest fight that the sport could make right now, aside from Nurmagomedov versus GSP. So, yes, I think if you've got the world's biggest fight and you've got them both under contract, you have an obligation to try to put them together, and I think Dana will.
Now, we're down here in Miami. Jorge Masvidal obviously had a huge rise this year in popularity. Your former protege, Colby Covington, he has been training down here in South Florida for a long time. He's now moved down to MMA Masters in Miami. What do you think happens with these two guys in the future, Chael? Do you think that they're going to end up fighting each other, the former friends? Will they end up actually finally squaring off? Because that seems like a beef that's been brewing over the last 12 months.
It seems very hard to get around, right? I mean, the storyline is just there. They're both in the same weight class. They're both top guys. They used to be roommates and friends. They had a very public split up. You know, in the fight business, you don't have stories like this just dropped in your lap. And when they come, yes, you've got to make the fight. I trust that Dana has tried to make the fight. And I don't know which one of them is being the tough guy in public and refusing to sign the contract behind closed doors. But that is my guess. I think that Dana has brought that fight to both guys. And for some reason, we haven't got the names on the paper yet.
Fine. Before we get you out of here, as a guy who's, you know, a fantastic broadcaster, and a fighter, how weird is a position like this one for Daniel Cormier this week, calling it for a very close friend, huge main event fight? Have you been in that position before? What is it like calling fights with guys you've trained with or are very close with?
Yes, when you have a teammate fight, you know, I don't know the proper etiquette on that. I can just tell you what I have done, which is the very first thing that comes out of my mouth as I say, guys, in full disclosure, this is my teammate, and I move on from there. I think that Daniel will owe us a disclosure like that. And then Daniel's a pro. Your job is to say what you see. Don't try to cover up for one guy. Don't try to protect another. You say what you see. And Daniel does that very well.
He's a bad guy, Chael Sonnen. Check out Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Justin Gaethje, UFC 254. It is on pay-per-view, available on ESPN Plus, 2 p.m. Eastern time. So it is available. It's going to be early for the fights, everybody down here. Thanks, Jail. Really appreciate the time.
I've had it with you. Kaboom.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.